This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we'll visit a Twin Cities rock band. This group shares with us their feelings on performing versus recording, how they recover from on-stage challenges, the songwriting process, and more. Keep listening as we'll bring you part of their performance from downtown Winona. My name is Abdu, your host for the Live Feed. Hello, my name is Abdu. I'm here with Ruben at Ed's. Please go ahead and introduce yourselves and your role in
the band. Hi, my name is Mac Zemer. I play the drums and sing a little bit in the band.
My name is Dan Schultz. I play guitar, sing, and play keyboards.
Hey, I'm Sam. I play guitar, sing, and play a little bit of bass.
I'm Katie. I sing, play bass, guitar, and tambourine.
How did you form as a band?
We started as a group of friends that lived near one another. My brother Mac and I got some instruments, and our buddy Dan was a neighbor, and we started to get together and work on other people's songs for a little while, and then we started writing our own stuff, played for a few years together, and then eventually Katie joined the group.
Okay, so what inspired you to start like the band?
I think it was just general, everybody separately had a love for music and wanted to play instruments, and then being that we're buddies, we just started picking it up together. I don't know, yeah, it's about as easy as it gets, really.
When you write the songs, do you write it like for yourself or for your audience or kind of both?
I think we write as a kind of like a self-therapy, you know. It's just kind of something that makes us feel good to do, to be creative and express ourselves. That's it.
What changed since we saw you, like, in 2014?
What's changed? Katie?
Oh, my goodness. That's a big question. what do you guys think?
New songs.
Actually, more recently, recording. So that's a big change. We did a little tour in there with some friends around the Midwest. That was really fun.
It's so good burgers.
Really good burgers.
Yeah, we're in the midst of recording an album, and it'll be out sometime this summer. And we're working with Secret Stash Records head engineer John Miller, who's a friend of ours. Got some friends playing with us. Our buddy Sam Harvey Carlson, who works with the Lakers and Black Market Brass, he is going to be helping us out on some keyboard work. And we should have some new songs for everybody tonight and in the upcoming dates where we swing through town and through the Midwest.
Do you like enjoy recording or performing more?
More? Definitely. Well, that's a good question, I guess. Performing, I would say, personally, it's getting to play four people is a really gets me going. If I'm gonna be honest with you, it gets me going. Yeah, I see people, you know, in the studio can be a little bit tedious in times and slow and all that, but that's fun too. It really is. That's my opinion.
Dan might have a different opinion.
Everybody's different, though, you know? I enjoy the studio more, personally, that's it. But I like playing live just as much, almost.
Yeah, I enjoy both, the different aspects, but it's a coin flip. It's definitely fun to get out and see people and play. It's rewarding to see people enjoy themselves as we're playing songs. It's a instant kind of interaction that I agree. I enjoy a lot.
Buddy. We are a band, and we are a band named Ruben. Thanks for being here.
I know those guys.
Oh,
I'm Abdu and you're listening to the Live Feed. We now head back to my interview with the Twin Cities band Ruben. The group shares with us their greatest accomplishments and how they handle challenging moments on stage. For sure, when you like perform in front of people, sometimes you do like mistakes. So how do you handle like the mistakes?
It just never happened.
I don't know what that means.
Never had a mistake. I've eaten steak in front of people.
He missed eating a steak once.
I missed a steak. Well, I threw it. And I missed where I was going. I don't know anything. I don't know.
I guess mistakes are kind of like sometimes inevitable when it's live, you know? Like they just happen. So you just kind of got to go with it. Yeah. And accept it and just keep going and know that it's cool. It's going to be different next time.
Things go on.
It's not New Year's Eve.
Self-destruct on stage.
Yeah. It's not New Year's Eve in Times Square, and it's not a Mariah Carey scenario. Right. It could never be It can never be as bad as you think it is. It's fine, and things get better.
Especially when you're a rock and roll band, no one really notices that much.
Yeah, yeah. Just make a lot more noise.
You notice, yeah, but no one else knows.
What do you think is your biggest achievement as a band?
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good question. Nashville, that was pretty cool. Yeah. We got asked to go down to Nashville to record at a studio called Welcome to 1979. And that was pretty neat. That was neat because we recorded live onto vinyl. So talk about mistakes, you couldn't make them because as we're speaking now, you know, it was done and it's set in stone. And I think that getting that back in our hands and being able to show people what we did under pressure, I think that's pretty cool, a cool achievement.
Yeah, that was a highlight for sure.
Yeah, we're always working on getting better, and I think if you had to ask it, in the future, it probably would be a new, more recent achievement, down the road somewhere. That's what we're hoping to accomplish with this new album and give ourselves something new to be proud of and, up the standard for ourselves in a way. So.
Yeah. Getting to play with bands that you admire is a pretty big deal too. You know, not just any single band, but any time that you get to play with a band that you respect is an achievement to me.
Where can people find more information about you?
RubenTheBand.com or Facebook.com/RubenBand, RubenBand. Those are our two biggest sites, I would say.
Yeah, we try to keep updates on social media. If you prefer Twitter or Instagram or those things, at RubenBand. RubenBand. Those are some of the more immediate, kind of less substantial, but still kind of immediate social media outlets that that we use. Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will a little later.
Mission Bell, Mission Bell, are you leading me towards away from hell? I can't tell you if I could even tell. We'll
Thank you.
So talk to me in plain American, and I will listen well. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks again to the members of Ruben for visiting with us and sharing their music on the live feed. More information on the band can be found at www.rubentheband.com. That's R-U-B-E-N. The group can also be found on Facebook by searching Ruben Band. I'm Abdu, and you have been listening to the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.